Rajab is a very important month for those believers who are longing to have a special month of Ramadan. If we can take proper advantage of this month and the month of Sha'ban, then we can be hopeful of Allah's kindness for the month when we are His guests. These spiritual favors and divine stations are a result of doing jihad against the nafs. Just as we don't expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to favor us with the return of the Imam of the time if we don't actively prepare for his arrival, it would be foolish for us to be expecting the choicest of divine favors without changing our routines in preparation for the month of Allah. Having said that, I would like to mention a few of the points which will be helpful in getting us to the stage of being those special believers who are known in the Ahadith as Ar-Rajabiyyun. In order for us to whet our spiritual appetites, allow me to mention a few of the bounties that Allah will confer on those wonderful people. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the Day of Judgment, a caller will call out from the direction of the throne of Allah, أَيْنَ الرَّجَبِيُّونَ, where are the Rajabiyyun? A group of people will rise. There will be light emanating from their foreheads. They will be wearing crowns adorned with pearls and sapphires. They will be escorted to paradise by angels, 1,000 on the right and 1,000 on the left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address them directly. He will tell the angels to have them enter paradise, so on and so forth. Hopefully we can benefit from this month, so on the Day of Judgment we also can be counted amongst the Rajabiyyun. What are some of the most important spiritual instructions that we learn from our senior ulama and should be part of our routine if we have spiritual ambition? Firstly, we should be avoiding all of the Muharramat. We must be vigilant so that we avoid the sins of the eyes, the tongue, and the limbs. Secondly, we have to place due importance on learning and performing all of the wajibat. Thirdly, we have to make sure that we offer prayer at the first time. It goes without saying that prayer should be offered in jama'ah if it's possible. Fourthly, it's advisable that we read the Quran daily, even if it's just a few verses, but with the meaning, of course. Now for this month, there are short, wonderful ad'iyah, du'as from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, which we find in Mafatih al-Janan. Even one of them would be nice. And finally, if we can fast even one day in this month, the rewards are spectacular. May Allah make all of us amongst the Rajabiyyun.